Please open your Bibles to the book of Acts.
我们继续来看《使徒行传》第十八章。
And we shall continue studying Acts chapter 18.
我们要从第十八章十八节读到十九章第七节。
And we shall read from Acts chapter 18, verses 18 to 19:7.
使徒行传第十八章十八节说，保罗又住了多日，就辞别了弟兄，坐船往叙利亚去。白基拉、雅居拉和他同去。他因为娶过愿，就在监阁里剪了头发。到了以弗所，保罗就把他们留在那里，自己进了会堂和犹太人辩论。众人请他多住些日子，他却不允，就辞别他们说，神若许我，我还要回到你们这里来。于是开船离了以弗所，在该撒利亚下了船，就上耶路撒冷去问教会安，随后就下安提阿去住了些日子，又离开那里，挨次经过加拉太和腓尼基亚的地方，兼顾众门徒。有一个犹太人名叫阿波罗，来到以弗所，他生在亚历山大，是有学问，最能讲解圣经。这人已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人。只是他当晓得约翰的洗礼，他在会堂里放胆讲道，白居拉、雅居拉听见，就接他来，将神的道给他讲解更加详细。他要往雅盖亚去，弟兄就勉励他，并写信请门徒接待他。他到了那里，多帮助那蒙信主的人，在众人面前既有能力拨倒犹太人，引圣经证明耶稣是基督。十九章第一节，亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过上面一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒，问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？他们回答说，没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。保罗说，这样你们受的洗是什么洗呢？他们说，是约翰的洗。保罗说，约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓当信那在他以后来的就是耶稣。他们听见这话，就奉主耶稣的名受洗。保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上，他们就说方言，又说预言，一共约有十二个人。
Acts chapter 18, verse 18. After this, Paul stayed many days longer and took leave of the brothers and set sail for Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila. At Cenchrea, he had cut his hair, for he was under a vow. And they came to Ephesus, and he left them there. But he himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay for a longer period, he declined. But on taking leave of them, he said, I will return to you if God will. And he set sail from Ephesus. When he had landed at Caesarea, he went up and greeted the church, and then went down to Antioch. After spending some time there, he departed and went from one place to the next, through the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Now a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wished to cross to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. When he arrived, he greatly helped those who through grace had believed, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by the scriptures that the Christ was Jesus. And it happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the inland country and came to Ephesus. There he found some disciples, and he said to them, Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they said, No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And he said, Into what then were you baptized? They said, Into John's baptism. And Paul said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying. There were 12 men in all.
这段圣经里面提到三件事情。
This passage mentions three events.
而三件事情却有同样的一些相同之处。
But there were similarities in all three events.
那么其中第一个相同之处呢，就是他们在同一个地方。
And the first similarity is that they all happened at the same place.
那个叫做以弗所。
And that is Ephesus.
你看第十八章十九节说保罗啊。乘船出了叙利亚，那么到了以弗所。
Verse 19 tells us that they came to Ephesus.
所以这是第一。那么第二呢？你看阿波罗呢，在第二十四节有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗来到以弗所，也是在以弗所。
Verse 24 tells us that Apollos, a Jew who is a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus.
那么十九章，当亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗。经过那一带的地方，也来到以弗所，所以这三个都有共同点，就是都在以弗所。
And 19 verse 1, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul came to Ephesus. So the similarity of all three events is that they all happened at Ephesus.
不但是这样呢，他们这三件事情也有同样的一个，就是他们都停留在过去的教导。
And there is a second similarity is that all these three events talk about how people remain in the teachings of the past.
特别你看保罗他是已经是新约的使徒，但是他却守一个旧约的这个约。
And it's like Paul, even though he was a New Testament believer, but he was under an Old Testament vow.
那么你看到亚波罗呢？亚波罗他是一个很能够讲解圣经的人，但是呢，他只懂得一点有关耶稣的事。亚波罗百基拉跟亚基拉要跟他们更详细的讲解。
And Apollos, even though he was eloquent and competent in the scriptures, but he only knew some things. And Priscilla and Aquila had to take him aside and explain to him the way of God more accurately.
所以他只知道旧约，他只知道约翰的教训。
He only knew the Old Testament and John's teaching.
但是亚基拉、百基拉却要告诉他们有关耶稣的教训。
And Priscilla and Aquila must explain to him about Jesus.
那么在十九章你看到那里，同样的，保罗向十二个人讲的时候，他们只知道约翰的洗，不知道需要以耶稣的名来受洗。
And chapter 19, the 12 people only heard of the baptism of John and not of Jesus.
这三件事情都跟过去有关系。
All three events are linked to the past.
但是保罗在这个时候在使徒行传他已经进入了新的恩典时期。
But at this stage of the book of Acts, we have already entered the new stage of grace.
但是他们这三个人都有一个同样，都是在停留在过去。
But these three groups of people were still dwelling in the past.
我们必须要知道，我们圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，如果我们是个新，我们是在基督里，我们就是新造的人，过旧事已过，都要变成新的了。
And the Bible clearly teaches us that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
所以我们是从旧约要转到新约去。
So we are trying to the people are changing from the old covenant to the new.
我们从旧约到新约。
From the old testament to the new.
那么主耶稣在十字架上钉死的时候，然后复活之后呢，他改变了一切。从那个时候开始呢，我们已经不需要再守旧约的律法。
And when Jesus died on the cross, he changed all these things. And from that moment on, we need no longer obey the old testament law.
我们不需要再上圣殿去。
We need no longer go to the temple.
我们不需要再这个去献祭。
And neither do we need to offer any more sacrifices.
我们也不需要守旧约这些律法。
And we need not keep Old Testament law.
那么在这个 这个使希伯来书更清楚，让我们看见主耶稣比摩西、比旧约的律法、旧约的约都更好。
And the book of Hebrews tells us clearly that Jesus is more, is supreme, and he has exceeded Moses and the Old Testament law.
而且使徒行传就是让我们看到他怎么样从旧约变成新约，怎么样转换。
The book of Acts shows us the transition between Old Testament to the New.
但是在这个我们今天所读的经文，却发现有三个情形呢，他们仍旧停留在过去。
And yet in the passage that we are reading today, we find three situations that still dwell on the past.
但是我们要很清楚知道，使徒行传是一本书有关 transition， 是一个改变，一个转换，所以所有在使徒行传所讲的东西不代表我们都必须要 都可以做。
But we need to recognize that the book of Acts is describing a transitional stage, and many of the descriptions here do not spell out what we ought to do.
所以神的意思是告诉我们必须要忘记过去，要努力向前。
And God's will is that we forget the past and we press on towards the future.
若有人是在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come.
但是今天有很多人要回去旧约的律法。
But today many people are trying to return to Old Testament law.
他回去守十节。
They are trying to go back to the old, the Ten Commandments.
他们要守安息日。
They want to keep the Sabbath.
又有另外一些人要回去到犹太教里面。
And there are people who are wanting to go back to Judaism.
甚至有些人要告诉我们说，基督徒应该支持犹太人建这个圣殿。
And there are people who are telling us that Christians should be supporting his Jews to rebuild the temple.
请问我们是不是基督徒是不是应该让支持犹太人建圣殿呢？
Should Christians support the Jews to rebuild the temple?
应该还是不应该？
Should we or shouldn't we?
想想看，我们是不是应该支持犹太人建圣殿？
Think about it. Should we support the Jews to rebuild the temple?
你记得主耶稣说的话吗？
Remember what Jesus said?
他说：“你看这个圣殿，你们。”用多少年建，我三天就要建起来。
Jesus said, look at this temple, you spend so many years to build it, yet I will build it in 3 days.
意思说不需要在圣殿的，我就是那个圣殿。
Jesus was saying, we do not need the physical temple anymore, I am the temple.
所以我很奇怪，为什么基督徒要去帮犹太人建圣殿，这可见主耶稣 的工作 都没有用。
So I am amused when people say that Christians should support the Jews to rebuild the physical temple because that would negate the work of Christ.
那么还有一些人除了要回去旧约，有些人要回去犹太人的风俗习惯，甚至还有一些人要回去天主教的时期。
Not only are some people wanting to return to Judaism, there are also those who are hoping to return to Roman Catholicism.
啊，有些人讲到要跟天主教合一。
Some people talk about the unity with Catholicism.
而且有些人开始教中世纪天主教的灵修的方法。
There are people who begin to teach the kind of devotion that was started or made popular by Catholics in the medieval times.
这个都是走回头路。
This is all backtracking.
但是我们神告诉我们要忘记背后，努力前面。
But God tells us to forget the past and press on forward.
所以让我们来看这段圣经，第一点呢，我们来看到这里保罗说到什么呢？他保罗是停留在旧约的律法中。
And we see the first point in this passage that people are caught up in the Old Testament law.
特别是保罗。
Especially Paul.
你看这边十八节说，保罗又住了多日，就辞别了弟兄，往叙利亚去，白基拉亚就要和他一起去。但是呢，他因为许过愿。在间隔里剪了头发。
After this, Paul stayed many days longer and then took leave of the brothers and set sail for Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila. At Cenchrea, he had cut his hair, for he was under a vow.
奇怪，为什么他许过愿？为什么他在这个律法底下呢？
And it is amazing that Paul was under a vow still.
保罗已经告诉我们在恩典时期。
Paul tells us that this is an era of grace.
我们不需要守这个割礼。
We need not observe circumcision.
我们不需要再做以前很多这些事情，这些旧约的律法。
And we need no longer observe all the Old Testament law.
为什么现在保罗却自己也守这个特别的约呢？
But why was Paul still keeping a vow?
所以这边就发现有一个问题，到底这个是不是我们也应该守这个约呢？
And so we come across a problem here. Shall we be under a vow too?
其实我们要知道这个约是什么，这个愿是什么愿。
What kind of vow was this?
这个是拿西尔人的愿。
This is the Nazarite vow.
就是他讲到说他必须要不再喝酒，而且要不要剪头发。时间到了之后，他就到了一个月，他就把头发剪下来，而且要拿到圣殿里面去烧。
And the Nazarite vow involves cutting oneself from strong drink or alcohol.And also to refrain from shaving one's head. And after 1 month, they will then shave their hair and bring the hair to the temple to be burned.
所以这些都是旧约的律法，为什么保罗现在还在守这个旧约的律法呢？
These were Old Testament ceremonies. Why was Paul still keeping this?
当然，这个是保罗自愿守的。
Of course, Paul did this willingly.
但是我们是不是也应该，或者我们可以守这样的律法呢？
Shall we then too subject ourselves to such a vow or a law?
所以我们要跟大家讲，这个使徒行传是一个过渡时期。
So we must stress that the book of Acts marks a transitional period.
不是说保罗所做的事情我们都要做。
It does not mean that whatever Paul did, we must do.
所以在这边显然保罗做了一些事情呢，这些事情呢是看到保罗仍旧还有一些旧约的这些影子。
So as we look at Paul's example, we can see that he was still under some Old Testament shadow.
我们再仔细想，当保罗出来传道的时候，
as we consider this seriously, we find that when Paul first came out to preach,
我们发现保罗还是上圣殿去。
He still went to the temple.
奇怪，为什么他上圣殿去？我们应该有另外一个教会，而不是圣殿。
Why did he still go to the temple when we should be at the church now?
那么彼得也是特别有一些规定时间祷告。
And Peter had some set aside time for prayer.
所以我们会发现，为什么他们还是在守这些旧约的一些条例？
So why were the apostles still keeping to some of this Old Testament law?
因为这是一个过渡时期，所以不是说他们马上就跳过去，马上就完全可以这个脱离。
So this was a transitional stage. It is not as if they could immediately let go of everything.
那么我们也发现，当主后70年，这个圣殿被毁之后，他们就完全没有这些东西。
And we know from history that in AD 70,When the temple was destroyed, all these laws were also removed.
所以我们要注意到，甚至保罗都有在处于这个过渡时期里面。
So we realize that Paul himself was found to be in this transitional stage.
所以我们是不是我们也需要守这个拿西尔人的愿呢？
So do we then follow his example and keep a Nazarite vow?
当然不是，我们已经不需要守旧约的律法。
Of course not, because we no longer keep the Old Testament law.
因为圣经里面很清楚地告诉我们，这些都是过去的事情。
Because the Bible very clearly tells us that all these things are past.
让我们看看几节的圣经。
And let us look at a few passages of scripture.
希伯来书10:1说，律法是将来美事的影，而不是本物的真相。
Hebrews 10:1 tells us that the law has but the shadow of the good things to come.Instead of the true form of this reality.
所以我们发现到原来这个只是这些旧约的条例呢，都是一个给我们看到将来主耶稣要出现。
And we realize that all these Old Testament laws actually provide us with a sneak preview of the coming of Christ.
而且主耶稣的工作。
And the work of Christ.
而且主耶稣的成就。
And the things that Christ will accomplish.
那么当主耶稣来之后呢，我们就发现主耶稣也是按照麦基洗德的等次来，而不是按照旧约利未人的等次来。
And when Jesus came, he came according to the order of Melchizedek and not according to the order of the Levite.
意思是什么呢? 意思是这边呢, 已经出现有改变了。
In other words, there is already a change.
特别是希伯来书7章12节说, 律法已经改变了。
Especially Hebrews 7:12 tells us that there is a change in the priesthood and the law.
所以我们发现, 很多人说律法不可以改, 我知道律法安定在天, 不过在神的救恩里面呢, 我们从希伯来书7章12节说, 律法也是改变的。
Yes, some people argue that the word of God is established in heaven and it cannot be changed, but yet Hebrews tell us that the law has changed.
而且有些人说, 律法里面可以分成三个部分。
Some people divide the law into three portions.
但是雅各书告诉我们, 只要你犯了一条就是犯了众条, 所以把律法分成三部分呢,
But the book of James tells us that if you break one commandment, you have broken all the rest. Therefore, to divide the Old Testament into three portions of the law is actually human division.
所以我们已经告诉我们,旧约已经改变,而且我们已经不再守律法了。
So the Bible tells us that the law has changed, therefore we need no longer keep the Old Testament law.
或许我要大家打开这段圣经，你打开希伯来书7章18节。
And I want you all to turn to Hebrews 7:18.
希伯来书7章第18节。
Hebrews 7:18.
希伯来书7章第18节。
Hebrews 7:18.
就可以帮雅提一下。希伯来书第7章第18节说：先前的条例因软弱无益，所以废掉。你听到吗？ 律法原是一无所成，就引进更美的指望，靠着指望我们可以到神的面前来。
Hebrews 7:18 For on the one hand, a former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness. For the law made nothing perfect, but on the other hand, a better hope is introduced.
所以你会发现，他把旧约的律法呢 set aside， 或者是废掉，在华文圣经更清楚。然后其实他说，旧约呢律法的目的是叫人知罪，但是律法不能够成就救恩。
So it says here that the former commandment is set aside or has been removed. That's because the Old Testament law is meant to point people to their sin and not to their sanctification.
特别在罗马书十章第四节也是这么讲，律法的总结就是基督，英文圣经翻译成 For Christ is the end of law. 所以这边讲到说律法的最终就是律法的尽头就是基督。
Romans 10:4 also tells us clearly that Christ is the end of the law. In other words, the Old Testament law ended with Christ.
所以我们不在律法的管理底下。
So we are no longer under the rule of the Old Testament law.
所以呢，在以弗所书，在哥罗西书说，不要在饮食上、节期上、月朔上、安息日这些事情呢，不要让人论断你，因为以后这些都是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。
Therefore, Colossians 2:16 tells us, Let no one pass judgment on you in question of food and drink or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ.
所以你会注意到我们不需要再守旧约的任何律法。
So we need no longer keep any Old Testament law.
这样是不是基督徒不用守律法？
Does that mean that Christians are out of law?
保罗说不是，我们不是没有律法，我们是在基督的律法底下。
And Paul says, No, it is not that we are without law. We are now under the law of Christ.
所以在这里我们看到保罗是在一个过渡时期，从旧约转成新约的时候，他还有一些东西还没有完全的去除。
So we realize that as Paul is in the transitional stage between the Old Testament and the New, there were still things that he has not let go yet.
所以我们要努力地把这些旧的东西去除掉，然后完全地根据圣经的教导。
So So we must be diligent in removing the old things and to obey the word of God fully.
所以在这段第一件事情告诉我们，保罗还在守旧约的这个这拿细耳人的愿。
So the first event tells us that Paul was still observing the Old Testament Nazarite vow.
不是代表我们都可以这样做。
It does not mean that we should do the same.
而且保罗还要继续的努力把这些都去除掉。
And Paul was diligent in removing all these things.
然后第二呢，我也发现在旧约里面有另外一个人叫做亚波罗。
And then we realized that there's another person called Apollos.
他就仍旧停留在旧约的教导里面。
And he was caught in the Old Testament teaching.
你看到第二十四节，他说有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗，是在以弗所，他生在亚历山大，是有学问，最能讲解圣经。
Verse 24 tells us about a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scriptures.
所以他这里讲说他很会教导，他很会善于言辞，然后而且呢很熟悉圣经。
He was eloquent and he was able to teach and he was familiar with the scriptures.
二十五节说他心里火热。
And Verse 25 tells us that he was fervent in spirit.
而且他教导耶稣的事情。
And he taught about things concerning Jesus.
而且教导得非常的清楚。
And he was accurate.
啊，这边你会发现这个字，他发现我们华文圣经翻译成详细，其实那个字比较他教的相当准确。
And he taught accurately or correctly.
但是这个百基拉亚基拉听了之后呢，还是不够，不满意，把他拉了在旁边。把神的道讲解更加详细或者更加的准确。
Even though he already taught accurately, but Priscilla and Aquila were still not satisfied because when they heard him, they took him and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
所以你看到我们讲到 accurate 跟 more accurate, 准确更准确。
So he already taught accurately, but Priscilla and Aquila helped him to do it more accurately.
像他到底什么东西准确，什么东西不够准确呢？
So what was he accurate about and what did he miss?
当然我们不知道，我们不能够很清楚的知道包括什么。
Of course we cannot clearly know what are the full details.
但是我们这里给我们看到他只知道约翰的洗礼。
But we know that he only knew about the baptism of John.
所以他知道约翰的洗礼，他也知道约翰的教训。
So he knew about John the Baptist's teaching and also the baptism.
那么约翰所了解的耶稣基督是他知道这个弥赛亚这个神的羔羊会来，但是他还没有看到耶稣死而复活，这个施洗约翰已经砍头了。
And of course we know that John the Baptist knew about the Messiah and he knew that Jesus was the Messiah.But before he was able to witness Christ's death and resurrection, he himself was beheaded.
所以如果你说这个亚波罗呢，他本人是在埃及，亚历山大是在埃及，那么他在埃及知道约翰施洗约翰的教训就这么多了。所以亚基拉百基拉说，你知道的不够，你知道的一点，但是还有更加准确，就是说主耶稣死而且复活，做了更大的事情。
Apollos came from Alexandria, which was in Egypt. So whatsoever that he knew from John the Baptist was therefore incomplete, because after Jesus died and was resurrected, Priscilla and Aquila knew about all these things and they could explain to Apollos that Jesus did even more wondrous things.
所以你看到他认识主耶稣一部分，但是不是全部。
So Apollos knew a little or one part about Jesus, but not completely.
所以亚基拉、百基拉要把主耶稣的教导跟教训更完全的解释给他听。
So Priscilla and Aquila had to teach Apollos about the things concerning Jesus more accurately.
今天我们也是这样。
And we are in the same situation today.
今天我们很多人只懂得一些圣经。
Today, many people only know portions of the Bible.
有些人只懂得几节的圣经。
Some people know only a few verses.
有些人知道一两本圣经卷书卷。
Some people would know about one or two books of the Bible.
但是对整本圣经还是不熟悉。
But they are not familiar with the entire Bible.
对圣经的教导还是不是很熟悉。
And they are also not very familiar with the teaching of the Bible.
啊，你记得主耶稣被试探的时候，主耶稣回答撒旦的一句话。
Remember when Jesus was tempted, he answered Satan.
耶稣在马太福音四章四节那里说，耶稣回答说，经上记着说，人活着不单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
你会看到这边是讲到一切话。
So it is every word.
请问你对圣经的神的话是不是完全清楚明白？
Are you familiar with the whole word of God, the entire Bible?
所以我们要大家读圣经，读圣经，把整本圣经读起来，明白整本圣经。
So we encourage all of you to read the Bible and to be able to be familiar with what the whole Bible says.
所以保罗在使徒行传二十章二十七节说，神的旨意我并没有一样避讳不传给你们。
Therefore in Acts 20, Paul said, I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God.
这边的 whole counsel of God 就是神全部的教导。
In other words, all the teachings of God.
但是今天我们还有很多人有时候读一些灵修小品就以为是读圣经。
But many people today, they read a devotion book as if they are reading the Bible.
他们不是在读圣经。
They are not reading.
他是在读这个灵修小品。
You're reading a devotion.
我们不但要读圣经，要熟悉整本神全部的道理。
Not only must we read the Bible, but we ought to be familiar with the whole Bible.
所以我们要求大家多读圣经，要把神的话语完全的明白，这样我们才不会跌入这个撒旦的试探里面。
Therefore, we ask all of you to read the Bible and understand the whole Bible so that we will not fall into Satan's trap.
所以今天有很多人对圣经不是了解，他们只懂一点点。
So many people today, they do not understand the whole Bible, they only know bits and pieces.
所以我们一定要大家多读圣经，而且多听道理，让我们明白整套整本圣经的意思。
Therefore, we appeal to all to read the Bible properly and to listen to sermons so that you can understand the whole counsel of God.
神给我们他的话语。
God gave us his word.
而且神给教会有牧师跟教师。
And God has given the church pastors and teachers.
就是要教导这本圣经。
It is for the purpose of teaching this Bible.
而且要大家多读圣经，明白圣经。
And we want all of you to read more and to understand more.
知道要让大家知道，有关人活着呢，不是单靠吃饭，而是要靠神口里所出的一切话。
So that you will know that man shall not live by food or bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
所以我们劝大家不断地熟悉圣经，多读圣经，多明白圣经，有系统地来读圣经。
So we keep encouraging everyone to read the Bible, to understand the Bible, and to read it systematically.
今天有人信主十年、二十年，圣经新约都没有读过一遍。
Some people today would have claimed to believe in Christ 10 or 20 years, but they would not even have read through the New Testament.
对神的旨意不了解。
And they do not know the will of God.
不知道怎么样生活。
They know not how to live.
碰到异端也不知道他们错在哪里。
And when they are faced with heresy, they know not what their errors are.
而且不知道现在碰到什么问题，都不知道神的意思，神的圣经里面有什么教导。
And they are faced with difficulties or problems, they do not know what the Bible has to say about that.
但是你看到亚波罗，他虽然是很有口才。
But we see Apollos here, who even though was an eloquent man,
很熟悉圣经,
competent in the scriptures,
但是还是不够,
but still wasn't enough.
所以他还需要长进,
and he still needed to grow.
啊，何况我们这边，你们是不是阿波罗啊?
And what more, all of you, are you like Apollos?
啊，如果就算你是阿波罗，你很熟圣经，他还是继续要长进。
And even if you were like Apollos, who was competent in the scriptures, he still had to grow.
我们在这里看到亚波罗的谦卑。
And we can see here Apollos' humility.
他是犹太人，他是在亚历山大，亚历山大就是一个很有学问的地方。
He was a Jew who came from Alexandria, which was a place of learning.
那个七十四译本主耶稣时代的用的这个翻译版，都是在亚历山大翻译的。
And the Greek translation of the Old Testament, known as the Septuagint, which was used by Jesus And the apostles was translated from Alexandria.
他很有口才，很熟悉圣经，但是亚波罗这个亚白基拉亚基拉把他教给他的时候，他更愿意学习。这个人的谦卑态度非常好。
And even though he was already eloquent and competent in the scriptures, but he still was willing to learn from Priscilla and Aquila, showing his humility.
所以我们看到这个真正的是一个属灵人。
So this is truly a spiritual.
神父，如果你记得在哥林多的时候，保罗曾经说，有些人说我属于阿波罗，有些属于保罗，有些人说我属于彼得。
And if you remember in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote that some people in the church of Corinth say, I am of Apollos, I am of Paul, and I am of Peter.
可见亚波罗的学问非常好，甚至可以跟保罗跟这个彼得并排。
And we can see that Apollos was indeed so learned that he was ranked among Paul and Peter.
但是他还是很谦卑的受教。
But he was teachable and humbly so.
听谁的教导啊？
And who was he listening to?
那个修帐篷的。
Two tent makers.
哇，你看到他真的是一个很谦卑的人，这个就是一个属灵人应该有的这个表现。
And he was indeed a very spiritual and humble person.
而且百基拉、亚基拉也是做得很好，他没有当众说他的错，把他带回来在家里好好的告诉他。
And Priscilla and Aquila also did it very well. They did not object to his teaching publicly, but they actually took him home and explained to him properly.
所以我们看到这个亚波罗呢，虽然他还只是懂得耶稣一些道理，意思是说他在看耶稣的时候，他还没有看得完全。
And we see here of a person, Apollos, who knew some things about Jesus, but not the complete picture.
他在看的时候还没有看到主耶稣的钉死跟上十字架跟复活。
He has not seen Jesus' crucifixion on the cross and his death and his resurrection.
我们今天看耶稣是，我们看，亚波罗向前面看，我们是向后面看，我们已经看到主耶稣钉死复活了。
Apollos looked forward to the death and resurrection of Christ. Today we are looking back.
所以我们在这边看到保罗的这个亚基拉、百基拉教他的时候，他愿意接受。
So we can see that when Priscilla and Aquila taught him, he was willing to be taught.
所以我们看到第一段圣经里面讲到保罗停留在律法中，第二段呢，我们看到这个亚波罗停留在旧约的教导中。
So we see the first part of the passage tells us about how Paul was caught in the Old Testament laws, and now about Apollos was caught in the Old Testament teaching.
那我们来再看第三部分呢，就是讲到十二个使徒，十二个门徒呢，他们却是停留在旧约的洗礼中。
And then we come to a third part of a group of about 12 men who were caught in the Old Testament baptism.
所以你看第十九章。
Look at chapter 19.
19章是保罗来到以弗所。
Paul came to Ephesus.
那么他看到几个门徒。
And he found some disciples.
他就问这些门徒说，你们信的时候有没有受过圣灵？
And he said to them, Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
所以这个意思说，保罗在看他们的时候，很可能保罗认为他们基督徒，有可能保罗认为好像不知道怎么肯定，所以保罗问他，你们有没有受过圣灵？
And maybe when Paul spoke with them or when he saw them, he was not certain whether they were true believers. Maybe he thought they were, but he was not too sure. That's why he asked them, Did you receive the Holy Spirit?
所以他们回答说，什么圣灵？
And they answered, No, we have not even heard.
不知道什么叫圣灵。
We have not even heard that there is the Holy Spirit.
所以这个肯定了保罗的怀疑。
So this confirmed Paul's suspicion.
所以保罗再进一步问他们，叫你们受的是什么洗？
And Paul continued to ask them, Into what then were you baptized?
他说是约翰。
Into John.
那么他说不是的，约翰是向着耶稣指着耶稣做见证，所以你们应该按用奉耶稣的名受洗。
And Paul told them, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling people about Jesus, and that is the real baptism that you ought to receive.
所以他们就信了他保罗的话，就接受耶稣，而且受洗。受洗之后呢，而且他们开始讲方言。
And they believed Paul's word, and they were baptized in the name of the Lord. And after that, they received the Holy Spirit, and they began speaking in tongues.
所以有些人就说，在这边你看到吗？这些信徒。 信了主之后，过了一段时间，还是要求圣灵，让圣灵降下来，他们才被圣灵充满。
So some people reason that look, you can see here a group of believers, after they believe, then after a while they had to ask Jesus to give them the Holy Spirit.
但是我们要告诉问大家一个问题，这些人是不是基督徒？
But we want to ask the question, are these people Christians?
所以很多这个灵恩派的教导说，是信徒信了主之后还要求圣灵，圣灵是第二次才下来。
And many charismatic churches teach that this is a group of Christians who needed a second blessing from the Holy Spirit.
我们却认为这批人并不是基督徒。
But we believe that this group of people were not Christians.
因为罗马书说，人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Because the book of Romans tells us that anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him.
所以这个是记载在罗马书八章九节。
This is found in Romans 8:9.
所以这些人如果在使徒行传第二章之后，所有信主的人呢，都有圣灵降下。
So from the point of Acts chapter 2 onwards, all those who truly believe in the Lord Jesus would receive the Holy Spirit.
他们没有圣灵就代表他们不是真的基督徒。
And this group of men did not have the Holy Spirit, which proves that they were not true Christians yet.
但是有些人说这个十九章第一节，他说这边有提到门徒这两个字。
But some people point to the fact that verse one in chapter 19 talks about disciples.
但是 disciple 这个门徒这两个字的意思是学生，所以你可以成为法利赛人的学生，这个施洗约翰的学生，你也可以是这个保罗的学生。但是呢，甚至你说是耶稣基督的学生，那些学生也不一定得救的，因为在约翰那里，约翰的书信里面提到有一些人后来离开了主。
But the word disciples simply means students. In other words, you could be a student or disciple of the Pharisees, you could be a student of John the Baptist, and you could even be a student of Jesus Christ learning from him but yet not truly saved. And we know about this because in the Gospel of John, it talks about how some disciples actually left Jesus.
特别是约翰六章六十六节，他们发现耶稣的教导很难遵守的时候，他说从此门徒有好多退去的，不再与他同行。
Especially John 6:66 tells us that after this many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with Jesus.
所以这些人是谁呢？这些人就是旧约里的圣徒。
So who were these people? These were the Old Testament saints.
所以这些旧约的圣徒呢，他们还不明白耶稣基督的道理。
So these Old Testament saintshave yet to understand the teaching about Jesus.
他们还停留在约翰的施洗里面。
They were still caught up in the Old Testament John's baptism.
施洗约翰的洗礼呢，是指悔改的洗礼。
John's baptism was about repentance.
但是如果你奉耶稣的名施洗呢，你的意思是跟耶稣一起同死、同埋葬、同复活。
But the baptism of Jesus means that you die with Jesus, you are buried with Jesus, and you are resurrected with Jesus.
特别罗马书六章三到四节说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
And Romans 6:3 tells us, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life.
所以我在怀疑保罗看到这些人没有圣灵，他不知道看到什么。
So I suspect that when Paul saw these people without the Holy Spirit,He was not sure what he was witnessing.
但是呢，我们知道一个人信主之后呢，他有新生的样式。
But we know that when someone has believed, they will walk in newness of life.
所以我们是所有的基督徒，如果你是基督徒的话，你有一个新生的样式，有一个新的生活标准，你有一个新的生命，你有一个新的心。
So if you are a genuinely born again believer, you would have a newness of life, there will be a new behavior and a new heart in you.
所以呢，我们信主的人呢，应该有新的表现。
So those of us who believe in the Lord ought to have a new behavior.
所以保罗在罗马书八章十一节这里告诉我们说，如果你信了主，使耶稣复活者的灵，使耶稣复活的那一位就是圣灵，如果进入你的心，他必然使你这个必死的身体也活过来，所以不要让罪在你身上作王。
And Romans 8:11 tells us, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. So do not let sin reign in you.
所以我们有个新生的样式。
We would have a new life.
所以在这里我们看到这一批就这个这一批十二个人呢，他们仍旧是活在旧约里面。
And we find this group of about 12 men still in the Old Testament.
所以他们必须要有新的教导，告诉他们说，先主耶稣已经来了，而且得胜了。你们已经相信之后呢，你的生命要改变。
And now that they receive this new teaching, they are told that they must receive the Holy Spirit and have a newness of life.
所以在今天的经文里面，我们看到这三段经文都有同一样的这个主题。
So we see the similarity in all three parts of this passage.
保罗还在旧约这个律法里面。
Paul was still caught in the Old Testament law.
所以我们发现这个不是我们要学习的。
This is not what we ought to imitate.
但是我们知道保罗已经开始教导我们是在恩典里面不守旧约的律法。
And we know that Paul taught that we are in grace, we are under grace and not under law.
但是我们需要时间来改变。
But we need time to change.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你看到有些人信了主，还有一些问题，请你忍耐，请你用主耶稣的慈爱来带他。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if you find that there are some people who have believed in the Lord, but there are still some issues in their life, please have patience and treat them with the same grace and love of the Lord Jesus.
就好像主耶稣对我们这样忍耐。
It's just as Jesus is patient toward us.
我们不断的改变，我们需要不断的改变，但是我们需要忍耐。
And we are constantly changing, and we need to constantly change, but we also need patience.
除了保罗之后，我们也看到亚波罗他停留在过去的教导里面。
And not only Paul, but Apollos was caught in the Old Testament teaching.
他对主耶稣的了解不够完全，不够准确。
His understanding of Jesus was not as accurate as it ought to be.
所以我们跟大家讲，我们要学习的功课，不断读圣经，不断明白，不断的进圣。
And we have a lesson to learn here that we need to constantly study the scriptures and to improve in our knowledge of the word of God.
所以呢，让我们越来越在主的话上面扎根，能够长进。
And that we might be firmly rooted in the word of God and grow.
那么我们也看到这边有十二个使徒，十二个门徒呢，保罗告诉他们，他们停留在约翰的洗礼里面。
And there were 12 men who were caught in the Old Testament baptism of John the Baptist.
所以保罗告诉他们，不是的，约翰是指着耶稣，所以他把耶稣的道理传给他。
And Paul corrected them and said that John was pointing to Jesus and he taught them the way of Jesus.
所以他们就信了耶稣，就受洗。
And they believed Jesus and they were baptized.
他们就有新生的样式。
And they walked in newness.
要过一个得胜的生活。
And live the victorious life.
当他们受洗的时候，他们那么保罗按手在他身上呢，他们就得着这个方言，而且能够说预言。
And when Paul laid his hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit and began speaking in tongues and prophesying.
所以为什么他们在这个时候会说方言呢？
Why were they able to speak in tongues at this time?
有些人说这个就是一个小的这个 Pentecost 五旬节的样子。
And some people say that this is like a mini Pentecost.
因为什么呢？在《使徒行传》第二章，当圣灵降临的时候，在五旬节里面看见他们都讲方言。
Because in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, they all spoke in tongues.
什么？这时候他传福音给他们这十二个人，也跟他们在五旬节所看到的一模一样，可见 这个保罗就有信心说这个已经信主了。
And this event is similar to what happened on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. This gave Paul the confidence that this group of men indeed believed and had received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要很清楚知道这一个情形呢，是很让我们知道这个讲方言呢，只是当时候让保罗跟他当时候的人知道这件事情。
And so we realize that the purpose of the tongues was to authenticate to Paul and the people then that they received the Holy Spirit.
或许我们可以给大家看多一处圣经讲到这个方言的。
And perhaps we would want to flip to another passage on the teaching on the tongues.
那个应该是在哥林多前书，在我们的讨论里面已经提出来。
And it is in 1 Corinthians 14.
让我们看一看哥林多前书十四章。
First Corinthians 14.
第几节？第二十二节，十四章二十二节，这里说，这样看来，说方言不是为信的人做证据，乃是为不信的人做先知讲道；是为不信的人做证据，乃是为信的人。所以。我想我们从二十一节开始读，十四章二十一节，律法上记着说，主说我要用外邦的舌头和外邦的嘴唇向这百姓说话，虽然如此，他们还是不听我的。这样看来，说方言不是为信的人，乃是为不信的人。我们听就到这里。
First Corinthians 14 verse 21. In the law it is written.By people of strange tongues and by the lips of foreigners will I speak to these people. And even then they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Thus, tongues are a sign not for believers, but for unbelievers.
所以讲方言，他们讲方言是为什么？是要向信的人还是不信的人呢？
So what was the purpose of tongues? For believers or unbelievers?
这边很清楚，向不信的人。
And it is clear from 1 Corinthians that it is for unbelievers.
这些不信的人是谁呢？
Who were these unbelievers?
这些是不信的犹太人。
These were unbelieving Jews.
所以讲这个方言是说，让这个犹太人知道，你们一直不信耶稣，不信神的话，现在神通过外邦人的地方，外邦的方言来跟你们讲，你们还是不信。
And this is a testimony to the Jews who reject the Lord Jesus.That you, Jews, reject the Lord Jesus, and now God is sending Gentiles and speaking tongues to show you that you do not believe.
所以这个是一个让我们看到这个方言的目的是要给这些不信的人明白神的话已经实现了。
And therefore tongues are a sign for unbelievers to show them that God's word has come to pass.
所以这今天的经文告诉我们，我们要忘记背后，努力面前。
So today's passage tells us that we are to forget the past and press on to the future.
不管过去发生什么事情。
No matter what happened in the past.
保罗的过去，他说我他在犹太教里面，他做了犹太人，他做了法利赛人，而且在律法上面他做了很大的成就，但是这些都不要。
Paul tells us that he was Old Testament Jew and he is Pharisee of Pharisees, and yet even though he counts all these things in the past as great achievements, but he let them go and said that they are no longer important.
所以他要认识主耶稣为至宝。
And he counts knowing the Lord Jesus as the most important.
今天我们基督徒有许多问题，其中一个问题呢，就是我们一直不肯放弃过去。
Today Christians face.A similar problem in that we are unwilling to let go of the past.
我们一直停留在过去，我们不要放手。
We dwell in the past and we are caught up in the past and we refuse to let go.
神告诉我们要放弃，忘记过后背后，放弃过去，现在向着标杆，向要认识主耶稣，追求认识他。
God tells us that we are to forget the past and press on toward the goal.Which is to know Jesus.
使到我们能够在这个属灵的道路上面，能够真正的奔跑，真正的明白前面的主的带领。
So that we can truly pursue this spiritual path and discern the Lord's leading.
使到我们能够在属灵的成长上面长进。
So that we can grow spiritually.
让我们来唱一首诗歌，第259首，成为我意向。